The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas and parnasa berevach ad meya ve'esrim shana.
So this daf kofhe. Gemara spends a large part of this daf discussing different ways it could be proven that someone is a kohen. Lagabi truma, lagabi chala, lagabi yuchsin, who they can marry. You can prove from the seis kapayim, from the fact that they're seen duchling, from all different ways we could prove whether someone is a kohen, lagabi odinim. The Gemara discusses the dinim of proving someone to be a levi a little bit. Also, most of the daf discusses proving that someone's a kohen. And the Gemara has a case. That someone came in front of Reb Ami and he said, "Mukzakni b'zeshu kohen." I can testify about a certain person. I know about him. By me, he's proven that he's a kohen. Reb Ami asked him, "Ari Isa, what do you see? How do you know he's a kohen?" I'm like, "Karishim v'zeknes b'cheskeshu kohen." I know he got the first aliyah in shul. It must be a kohen. A Levi got the aliyah afterwards. And based on that, Reb Ami knew that he's a kohen. Tomorrow is the case of Shimon Levi that someone came in front of him and said, "I know about a certain person. That he's a Levi. How do you know? Because he got the second aliyah in shul. He got the aliyah after the kohen." And based on that, Rav Shimon Levi accepted that this person was a Levi. Right, this is a similar case to Rish Lakish. So now in the first case, that the Rav Ami was able to prove that someone's a Kohen, the fact that a Levi got an Aliyah afterwards, Rashi explains, you love Kohen, if it wouldn't be a Kohen, ain't Levi Karinat Karach, if the Levi would not have got an Aliyah afterwards. Like we say in the Gemara Gittin, if there's no Kohen in Shul, Sparda Achavilo, and Fashin, we explain, means the ain't Levi Karin, Malkam Shein Kohen. If there's no Kohen in Shul, the Levi doesn't get the second Aliyah. If a Levi got the second Aliyah, it means the person that got the first Aliyah is a Kohen. If there's no Levi in Shul, Yisrael got the first Aliyah, and Yisraelim go all Aliyah straight. We don't give the second Aliyah to a Levi. The Rashi says, Yesh Befarshna, some explain the Gemara and Gidden of the Spire of the Chavilah. That means there's no Kohen in Shul. Then, if Yisrael wants, he can read first before Levi. Yisrael got the first Aliyah, and Levi could get the second Aliyah. You have a choice. You can play around with the order of the Aliyahs, and instead of the Kohen getting the first Aliyah, Yisrael could get the first Aliyah, and then give a Levi the second Aliyah. So then Rashi is bothered. So how is Reb Ami able to prove that this person is a Kohen from the fact that he got the first Aliyah, he got the Aliyah before the Levi, maybe there are no Kohanim in Shul, and therefore they gave this Yisrael, maybe this person is really Yisrael, and they gave him the first Aliyah as Yisrael, and the second Aliyah was given to a Levi. According to this Pshat, the second Pshat, it means if there's no Kohen in Shul, you can bring a Yisrael to get the first Aliyah, and a Levi to get the second Aliyah. So how are we able to prove that this person is a Kohen from the fact that he got the first Aliyah, and the second Aliyah went to a Levi? So Rashi answers that, I was talking about the case, they saw their other kahanim around the shul. Since their other kahanim around the shul, so certainly a kohen must get the first aliyah, and a Levi get the second aliyah. So from the fact that this fellow got the first aliyah, this man got the first aliyah, it must be that he's a kohen, and otherwise a different kohen would have gotten the first aliyah. So it's proven that he's a kohen from the fact that he got the first aliyah, and a Levi got the second aliyah. That's how Rashi deals with this kasha. That's how Rashi answers this kasha. So the proof that he's a kohen is essentially from the fact that he got the first aliyah, even though there are other kahanim around the shul. How do we know that he got the first Aliyah? A Levi got the Aliyah after him, so it must be that he was the first Aliyah, and that he's a Kohen. Tosfos and Gittin, Daf Nun Tes, also discuss the different Pshatim in the Sfarad HaChavilah. Rashi over there already mentions the two Pshatim in the Sfarad HaChavilah. And Tosfos is also bothered in this Pshat that you say that even the Sfarad HaChavilah, even there's no Kohen in Shul, a Levi can still get the second Aliyah, just we have the right to call the Yisrael before him. So Tosfos is bothered with Argamar and Sovis. How is Abami able to prove that this man was a Kohen from the fact that Levi got the Aliyah after him? Maybe really he's Yisrael, but they know Kohanim in Shul. And Tosfos doesn't say Rashi's Teretz, that we saw their other Kohanim in Shul. So there were Kohanim in Shul, so it must be that this man was a Kohen. Tosfos says, you have to say, the Kimlid Lekar Mokam Aroi, that his place was out of place. In other words, that which we give the Yisrael the first Aliyah, and then we give this Levi a second Aliyah, if there's no Kohanim in Shul, according to this Pshat in the Sfarad HaChavilah, according to the second Pshat, in the Sfarad HaChavilah, is only that Yisrael is a very chashuva person. If he's a chashuva person, so then we give him the first Aliyah, even before the Levi. But if he's not such a chashuva person, he's not so big, he's not worthy of it, we would not call him up for the first Aliyah. And therefore, from the fact that this man got the first Aliyah, and a Levi got the Aliyah after him, it's proven that he's a Kohen, because he wasn't such a chashuva person. The only pshat, the only reason why he would have got the first Aliyah, is if he was a Kohen. If he wasn't a Kohen, no one would have dreamt of giving him this Aliyah, and therefore it's proven that he's a Kohen. In any case, we walk out now, two pshatim in the Sfarad HaChavilah, two shittas in the Rishonim, as to what happens if there's no Kohen in Shul. Do we say that we go straight to Yisraelim and they can take all the Aliyahs? Or do we say the Levi may still get the second Aliyah? However, Yisrael can be called up for the Aliyah before him. Yisrael, if he's chashuv enough, can be called up for the first Aliyah. The halacha lemaisa is kapasta in Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, in Hukos Kriyas HaTorah. In Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Sirvav, the Machaber says very clearly, the main kohen beveis haknesses, if there's no kohen in the shul, kari Yisrael b'makom kohen, Yisrael gets called up in place of the kohen, v'lo ya'alachar of Levi. We don't call up any Levi afterwards. That's it. There's no aliyah for the Levi. So although we happen to be shunim in Rashi and Tezus Tup Shotim, as to what it means in the Gemara getting the Sfarad and Chavila, what happens if there's no kohen in shul? Do we say we go straight to Yisraelim straight, or do we say the Yisrael gets called up first with the Levi afterwards? In halacha, it's very clear that we go straight to Yisrael, and there's no reason to call up a Levi afterwards. We finish the Levi. In fact, we choose not to call up a Levi afterwards, and we don't call up a Levi at all. That's the halacha when Yisrael gets called up for kohen. Yisrael gets called for the first aliyah. Now the Ramah does say over there in some Kuflam and Hayes involved that if we want to call up the Levi first, Rishon Yuchalalus, we could call the Levi up for the first Aliyah. We should say that he's going up as a Levi Bimkan Kain in place of a Kain, and no one should make the mistake of thinking he's a Kain. But a Levi could get the first Aliyah. So when there's no Kain in Shul, a Levi for sure is not going to get the second Aliyah. Either we could call up the Yisrael first and call up Yisraelim straight, whether three Yisraelim or seven Yisraelim, based on whether it's a Monday, Thursday, or whether it's Shabbos, or we could call up a Levi first and then go to Yisrael for Sheni and continue with Yisraelim afterwards. But there's no possibility of a Levi getting the second Aliyah in Shul in the case where there's no kohen in shul, and that's where our Gemara in Ksuvos is very easily understood, that if a Levi got the second Aliyah, the person that got the first Aliyah must obviously be a kohen. Now the Mishnah says in Gittin over there, in Daf and Tes, Eilu Dvarim Amru Bnei Da'achi Shalom, the following things were said because of Da'achi Shalom, in order to avoid fights, because our Mesach insert the Konus, and these Takonus should not be broken, and this way, it'll keep the peace, it'll keep Shalom. And the first thing it says in the Mishnah is a kohen kari rishon, a kohen gets the first Aliyah, the Acher of Levi, after the Levi, the Acher of Yisrael, and Yisrael gets third in the Da'achi Shalom, in order to avoid fights. And the Gemara brings certain Makaris in the Psukim, in the Torah, in Tanakh, in Chumash, and Nach, to prove that a Kohen comes first, the Kohen is Kedima, the Levi comes second, and Yisrael is only afterwards. And the Halacha is Tanda Be'er Bishmol, the Kiddashtoi, you know, Chuyiv to Makadish a Kohen, treat him with a certain respect, the Chol Davish of Kedusha, for all the Ramish of Kedusha, the Ftayach Rishon, the Varach Rishon, he comes first, remain the Vedin, with the Maniach Rishon, if something's being distributed, the Kohen has the right to first pick. So much so, the Gemara asks, that why is the mission says of Nedach HaShalom, in order to keep the peace, that the Kohen comes first. The Kohen comes first, not just because of a Rabbinic Takana, because of the Kohen, the Rabbonon, of Nedach HaShalom. The Kohen comes first, Midiraisa, because there's Makaris for in the Torah. And the Gemara says, you're right, but there's a difference. Midiraisa, according to the rule of the Torah, a Kohen is entitled to go first, and the Yisraelim are Mechuyiv to Mechabed the Kohen, to honor him, by giving him first pick and show him respect. However, if he wants to give kavod, give derech eretz to his Rebbe, or to someone who's bigger than him, the Kohen has the right to tell his Rebbe, or tell someone who's more chashev than him, to go first. But on that, the Gemara says, L'shana el besuda, that's only when it's coming to a meal, and he has the right to take first, so there he has the right to give out the right to someone else, and they could come before him. Alo basic nesses, when we're sitting over here in the shul, loy, there it's not the halacha. The Osman Tzvi is going to come to fights. And because there's going to end up being fights, if the Kohen decides to mechabit someone else, the first Aliyah, there is Chazal Masakim Drabbanan, in order to keep the peace, that the Kohen has to always keep the first Aliyah, and afterwards comes a Levi and Yisrael. The Kohen does not have the right to honor someone else who's more chashev than him to get the first Aliyah. Now the Gemara says, or Masa says, Hada Amr Visiknes Loy, that which you said, that in the Shul, the Kohen does not have the right to be Moichel on his covenant, to give up the first Aliyah to a chashev Yisrael, is only at Shabbos and Yom Tov, and everyone comes to Shul. Monday and Thursday, when everyone doesn't come to shul, there weren't so many people in shul, not everyone was able to make it, so then this halacha does not apply, and according to the Gemara, if the Kohen wants, he can honor his Rebbe or some other Chosh of Yisrael to get the first Aliyah. Taisa says that Hanimilu Dizu, that was only in their days, that during the week, people were very busy with their work, busy with their jobs, they worked down the farms, and many people could not make it to shul, and therefore, not so many people were in shul on Monday and Thursday. If the Kohen wants, he can be Mechabed, the Chosh of a person with the first Aliyah, and give up the first Aliyah. Avdi done by us, everyone comes to shul on Monday and Thursday, same way everyone comes to shul on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore, even during the week, on Monday and Thursday, when this Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen does not have the right to give up the first Aliyah, and he must take the first Aliyah himself in order to avoid Machlokes. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch, in the aforementioned Simen, in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, in Siv Gimel, it says, Kohen Kari B'Tayr Rishon, a Kohen lands from the Torah first, the Acher of Levi, after him a Levi, the Acher of Yisrael, after Yisrael. It just says it simply like that. And Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion, the Kohen Base wonders, and the Gemara talks about basic Knesset. The Gemara is even differentiating between a small Suda, where the Kohen does have the right to give up his Kedima, and to Mechabit someone else to take first, as opposed to a basic Knesset, where there's going to be a fight, the public place, everyone's there, and there's going to be a fight if the Kohen decides to give someone else the first Aliyah. And the Shaar Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion makes a diuk. He learns up in the Gemara that's Mashba L'Chayr, it would seem, that only in the basic Knesset, Mishnah Shchichi Rabban, Everyone's there. If Oslan Tzu, is going to be a fight, like the Gemara says. Let's say there's a private minyan in someone's house, there's only 10 people there. It's not open for the public. There's a private minyan take place in someone's house. It would seem that Latikner Abon, Chazal not make this takono, the Yochalumchon, the Kohen would have the right to be Moichel on getting a first aliyah and give it up to a Chosh of Yisrael, who's part of the minyan. Just like the Gemara says that Monday and Thursday, the Kohen has the right to give up the first aliyah, even though Taisa says in our times, Monday and Thursday have the same din as Shabbos and Yom Tov because everyone's there. That's only because in the times of Taisa and our times, everyone comes to shul on Monday and Thursday, everyone comes to shul during the week, and it's the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov. Then it would seem that private minyan in someone's house, maybe the Kohen has the right to give up the first aliyah and give it to a Yisrael who he respects, who is Rebbe or a Chashar person, let the Yisrael get Aliyah first. But the Sharetzian says, from the fact that Shulchan Aruch Kesayisim, it just says it plain, and doesn't differentiate between the cases, it just says that Kohen goes first, and then Levi, and then Yisrael. It'll be mashma, nowadays the minhag is, in all places, it's always the same, the Kohen always comes first, and the Sharetzian leaves off the Tzarachin. He leaves off that this is not clear. I think we could say that nowadays they accept the minhag is, that the Kohen always gets the first Aliyah, even in a private minyan, but it seems the Mishnah wasn't so sure about this. But he says, in the steam of Lashon Shulchan Aruch, the way Shulchan Aruch says that, the straight halacha, that Kohen comes first, and then Levi, then Yisrael, it would seem that this would be the halacha, although for the Gemara and the Taisus, this wouldn't be so clear, this seems to be the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So when it's the Kohen, and sure, the Kohen always gets the first Aliyah, and then Levi, and then Yisrael. We discussed the case, when there's no Kohen and Shul, what the halacha is. And we said that either we can go straight to Yisraelim and give them all the Aliyahs, or, like the Ramah says, we can give a Levi the first Aliyah, and after that move on to Yisraelim. When there's no kain in shul, the Levi gets called up. We say the Levi is being called up bimkan kain in place of a kain. Or certainly, if Yisrael is being called up, we say bimkan kain is in place of a kain. So no one should make a mistake of thinking this Levi or Yisrael has the din of a kain. Like we see in our Gemara that from the Aliyah that someone gets, if you've proven what the status is, and that can be applied to other dinim, and therefore it's very important that there should be no mistakes made based on the Aliyah that someone gets in shul. What about the opposite case? What about there's a minyan which only has kahanim and does not have any Levim or Yisraelim? What's the halacha then? What do we do with the aliyahs? So the Gemara discusses a case where there's no Levi there. Abaya says in the Gemara Gidin over there, that's the Testament base, Nakdin that we paskin, ancient Levi, there's no Levi, Kari Kain. A Kain gets the second aliyah, it's several Levi's. You have Kain, Kain, and then you move on to Yisrael. The Gemara asks, that Rechman said that Kain after Kain Leikri, you can never call one Kain after another. Mishim Pagamba Sharisha, people will think there's something wrong with the first Kain. That maybe it turned out he's really a Cholol, maybe his father's Evan Avera, married a Grusha, or something to that effect, and therefore he's not a kosher kain, he's a pasul kain, he's a chol, and that's why they had to call up a second kain afterwards, and because of that we never call up one kain after another kain, people will think there's something wrong with the status of the first kain. So how could Abaya say that when there's no Levi in shul, we call up a kain for the second aliyah, you're not allowed to call up a kain after another kain. The Gemara says, ki kamriya ba'isa kain, what it means is, that the same kain gets called up twice. So he gets the first aliyah of the kain, and that same kain, we say that he should take the second aliyah in place of the Levi who's not there, the same kain should get the second aliyah. That's one there, maybe Yisraelim in shul, but there's no Levi, so then the kain gets the first aliyah, the very same kain gets the same aliyah, and then we call up Yisraelim from Shlishi and on. What about when there's no Levi and no Yisrael, it's only Kahanim? So Taisus over there discusses this case, and Taisus says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, there's only Kahanim, there's Knesset, Echad Kari Mokam Shiva. One kain gets all seven aliyahs. Alko parsha yivarach lefanel lachareya. And every aliyah, you should make a new bracha before and a new bracha after, because since we want to separate them to different aliyahs, you should make separate brachas. But one kain, the same kain must go all seven aliyahs, because halachically you cannot call up kain after kain. You cannot call up two kahanim one after each other, because people will think there was something wrong with the previous kain, and that's why they had to call up a second kain for an aliyah of kain. And therefore, Taisa says the one kain must go all seven aliyahs. However, if we look at Shulchan Aruch, we will see that this is not the Psak Halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Yud Beis, it says, Ir Shekul Kahanim, a city that's full of Kahanim. So first, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what happens if there's one Yisrael there, where do we give him an Aliyah, which Aliyah do we give him? But then he says, if there's ancient Yisrael cloud, there's no Yisrael there at all, Kari Kain after Kain, one Kain does get called up after another Kain. In other words, we could call up seven different Kahanim for all seven Aliyahs. Now what do we do with Taisus' problem? That says in the Gemara, that we cannot call up kain after kain. You can never call up one kain after another, because people think there's something wrong with the status of the first kain, and that's why they have to call up a second kain after him. So here the Shulchan Aruch explains, she'ain shem shem begam. There's no problem with pagam, but someone will think there's something wrong with the previous kain. Shakol yoyim she'ain shem el kahanim. Everyone knows there's only kahanim in shul. Everyone knows there's only kahanim in shul. It's a city which only has kahanim. It's a mini which only has kahanim. So everyone knows that that's the case. All the kahanim in shul, we all know this is the situation, and no one will think there's something wrong with the first kain when a second kain is called up afterwards. So that's what the psak halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is, that seven kahanim get called up for the aliyahs. The same thing applies in a shul with only Levim. Even though the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon said, you never call a Levi Acha Levi, never call two Levim one after another, because people will think there was something wrong with the status of one Levim, and that one of them wasn't really a Kasher Levi, or one of them wasn't really a Levi at all. When there's a shul that only has Levim in it, we could call up Levi Acha Levi, one Levi after another, because since everyone knows this shul only has Levim in it, it's a shul of Levim, it's a minion of Levim, no one will think there's anything wrong with the status of one Levim, and everyone understands the halacha. So in the shul which only has Kahanim, we call up seven Kahanim. The shul which only has Levim, we call up seven Levim. The shul which has Kahanim and Yisraelim, the same kind takes the first Aliyah and the second Aliyah. Then we move on to straight Yisraelim. In the shul that does not have a Kohen present, so if it's only Yisraelim, they take all the Aliyahs. If there's Levim and Yisraelim, then there's a choice. Either we call up Yisraelim straight from the first Aliyah and on, or if they want, they can machave the Levi with the first Aliyah, and from the second Aliyah and on, call up Yisraelim. Mishnah Berurah says they would do this if the Levi is a choshev person, they want that he should get his Aliyah, they'll give him the first Aliyah, and after his call up Yisraelim. However, if there's Yisrael there, is more choshev than the Levi, they should skip the Levi, give the choshev Yisrael the first Aliyah, it's an opportunity for the choshev Yisrael, Yisrael is a choshev person to get the first Aliyah, and call up Yisraelim thereafter. And in such a case, there will be no Levi called up to the Torah for that kriya.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.